Now, I've heard something about this story a while ago. You may have heard about this as well. This story's been doing the rounds for a while. But it was all just a rumour before. This week, this story I'm about to tell you is no longer a rumour. It is 100% officially true. Okay?
Okay.
Have a listen to this American news report.
The Pentagon confirmed to CBS 5 today military leaders once proposed building a so-called gay bomb.
That's a gay bomb.
Gay bomb.
Now, would you like to know what a gay bomb is?
I'd love to know what a gay bomb is.
A chemical weapon that could be dropped on enemy troops to make them sexually irresistible to each other.
This is true, I promise you. So, instead of blowing them up, the bomb, the gay bomb, makes them feel just a bit saucy. And so, instead of wanting to fight back against the Americans, they want to make love instead.
Right.
Yeah.
I never take anything for granted.
I promise you, this is absolutely true.
Only a fool maybe takes
things. This is a genuine news report.
Yes. It's been a secret for years and years, and like one of those urban myths that everyone was like, yeah, whatever. But now, they've actually said it's true.
Well, Alan, it was an Air Force lab that proposed this to the Pentagon officials, and it was a Berkeley-based watchdog group that found out about this strange idea for a weapon.
So imagine if they'd tried to make that work. That the world would have been such a better place, wouldn't it?
It would, wouldn't it?
All those nasty wars, they would have rebuilt them after the war, and then the home furnishings would have been a lot better, wouldn't they? I like the way they describe these things, though, listen.
The weapons proposal says one distasteful but completely non-lethal example would be strong aphrodisiacs, especially if the chemical also caused homosexual behavior.
The Ohio Air Force lab proposed that a bomb be developed that contained a chemical that would cause enemy soldiers to become gay and to have their units break down because all of the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
I like the way he's a little embarrassed when he says it.
To have their units break down because all of the soldiers became irresistibly attractive to one another.
To one another. Right, okay, so, I mean, you're probably kind of wondering what that would have been like back in the day, right?
Yeah.
So you and I are now going to create what it's like, all right?
Okay.
Right, we're in the jungle, we're in Vietnam, yeah?
Right.
Okay?
Yeah, we're in the jungle,
we're
yeah?
We're in the jungle.
Okay.
Oh!
Wow.
Keep fighting, Chappers.
I will
Colonel,
do.
Colonel Chappers.
Yeah, show me some respect, Private.
We'll beat these Americans.
Are we in a greenhouse?
Watch out! Watch out!
Ah!
Well, that's strange. We didn't get blown to pieces, did we?
Oh, I've gone covered in dirt.
Oh,
this is going to take ages to wash out.
Do you fancy a glass of wine, Colonel Chapman?
Tell you what, the cut of that uniform on you looks very nice.
Yeah, would you like some
very
wine?
Very nice. Can you do? I'd love some wine,
yeah.
There you
are. Mm. Oh, you do have nice eyes, don't you?
Thank you. The way you hold that gun really appeals to
thanks.
Me.
Thanks. Oh, there goes another one. I say forget this war. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Would you
aren't
like
you?
To go for a dance, maybe?
Should we have some more wine?
Yeah.
All right, then. I've got some woo-woos as well if you want them.
Oh, go on then, yes.
Scott Mills. This is Radio 1. Radio 1.